We're doing Hilchos Shabbos. We're up to Simon Shin Zayin. Did I tell you guys the story last week about the guy who had an offering of some kind of electronic coin, like a Bitcoin? Yeah. So I saw this week a tshuva by Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe writes about Beis Reish Vav Kuf Aleph Reish, otherwise known as a broker. Broker, okay? So the tshuva discusses a broker. And Rav Moshe basically writes what we discussed last week, that when you give your broker an order to buy or sell something which he'll only really be able to do on Shabbos, so that falls under the heading of what we discussed here. That the only time you could tell a non-Jew, here's the money, please buy it for me, that's when he can buy it at any other time. But if he can't buy it at any other time, so then you can't ask him to do on your behalf an acquisition or a sale on Shabbos. We're moving on to Halacha Hey. Davar Sheino Melacha. You have something which is not a melacha on Shabbos. Veino asur la'asoto b'Shabbat ela mishum shvot. The only reason it's prohibited to do on Shabbos is because it's rabbinically prohibited. It's not biblically prohibited. Mutar liYisrael omar leino yudi lasoto b'Shabbat v'u sheyeh sham miktzat choli. If you have a little bit of an illness, so a person is not deathly ill, it's not pikuach nefesh, but he has the flu, he's in bed. So then he could ask a non-Jew to do something for him which is only rabbinically prohibited. So let's say to turn on the fan, to turn off the fan, things that are only rabbinically prohibited. There's no filament, there's no light bulb that's turning on or off there. So it's permissible for a sick person to ask a non-Jew to do it for him on Shabbos. Or else, it has to be a very big need. Or because there's a mitzvah. How so? So, I'm allowed to ask a non-Jew when there's a slight illness, when there's a huge need. On a huge need, the Magen Avraham doesn't really agree with the Shulchan Aruch that that would be cause enough to ask a non-Jew to do something for you. Or because there's a mitzvah. So the example the Shulchan Aruch gives us is, Omer Yisrael Eino Yudi B'Shabbat Lalot Ba'ilan Lavi Shofar. You could ask a non-Jew, could you please climb the tree to bring me this shofar so we could blow in it. So this must be talking on Yom Tov. Or you have someone who's ill and they need water. So you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to carry it through a place where there's no Erev. Those are the examples the Shulchan Aruch brings, that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew on Shabbos for the sake of a little bit of an illness, for the sake of a large need, we said the Magen Avraham disagrees, or for the sake of a mitzvah. Okay. For the sake of a mitzvah, we discussed the machlokes, right, about whether we would do a shvut to shvut, or it's only for the mitzvah of bris milah. You guys remember the machloket?
It's a big
mitzvah. Right. We're moving on. Asur lechashev cheshbonot. We're not allowed to start calculating things on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to calculate how much I owe. I'm not allowed to calculate how much I still have to pay. We're not supposed to discuss money matters on Shabbos. So this, I think, we covered, right? You guys asked, am I allowed to tell someone I'm traveling to America next month or this month, etc.? It obviously, it entails a flight. So I discussed that with Rav Drager, and he didn't think there was room to permit it just because you're leaving it hanging. The idea that I'm not delineating if I'm going tomorrow or next week, he felt that that's still a su. It's the same concept. Don't discuss a task you're going to do, which is prohibited on Shabbos. He felt that even to say, I'm going to fly to the U.S. this year, I'm still going to have to fly, that's still prohibited. It doesn't matter. I asked him, the Shulchan Aruch gives the example of, I'm going tomorrow. So he didn't feel that we should be medayik that way. He felt that it didn't mean literally tomorrow. It meant any time in the future. The point is to discuss a future act. That's how he understood. I'm sorry, Alon was saying, yeah.
It's very, people love to speak about their jobs, and it's also very interesting to hear what people are doing. And when we are invited somewhere, are we allowed to ask people what's their profession?
Yeah.
To speak about it?
The prohibition here is to discuss a task we're going to do. But to discuss what I'm a plumber,
yeah.
I'm an electrician.
Okay. There's no problem.
Yeah. I think that's okay.
Is it so indirect, like you say, like I say, like the 15th is coming up, and everybody knows on the 15th I'm flying to America?
Even that's okay.
That's okay, because it's not
really okay. Yeah. Because he didn't say it. It's just like, if you say, I'm going to Tel Aviv tomorrow, you didn't say you're driving there. You might be walking there. You didn't say. If Tel Aviv is outside your tchum, then you shouldn't say. Okay.